Welcome to Kitzurei Kitzurei, up to Simin Kuf Mem Gimel, the halachos of Kibud Avim, Sif Aleph. Here the Kitzurei tells us that one must be extremely careful with the honor of his father and mother, and to revere them. Honoring is with acts of services, revering is relating to them with a sense of awe. Why? The Torah tells us you have to give them kavod and moira. And the Torah compares their honor to the honor of Hashem Yisbarach. The pasuk says, "Kabed esavich v'esimecho," and it also says, "Kabed es Hashem mehoincha." Furthermore, it says, "Gabi kibud ve'aim ish imoy v'oviv tiro," and it says, "Es Hashem alekecha tira." Just like we have a mitzvah to honor Hashem and to have awe of Hashem, similarly, we have a mitzvah of kibud and moira avaim. There are three partners in creating every human being. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the father and the mother. The man contributes, he sows the white substance within the child. The woman sows the red substance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathes into him in a neshama, eyesight, and the power of speech, hearing. When someone honors his father and mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's as if I'm with your parents and you're honoring me. So what is Moira? What's considered reverence? So in Sif Beis, the Kitzur tells us one is not allowed to stand in his parents' spot or with his parents' friends or in the place where his parents daven. He's not allowed to sit in their spot at the table. For example, at the head of the table. One should not contradict his words. He is allowed to learn with his father and debate in Torah with a mutually acceptable understanding of a halachic issue. He's not allowed to pass judgment on something his father says in his presence. He's not even allowed to say, I think Tati's right. How far does Hayral go? If the son was wearing fancy clothing and sitting in front of a shul and his father comes or his mother comes and tears his clothing and hits him over the head, spits in his face, he should not shame them or cause them distress or get angry at them. He should be quiet and have a yira from the Melech Malchei HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu who told him to do that. However, he is allowed to take them to court for the material loss that they caused him. What's considered kavod? Kavod is feeding and giving to drink, clothing, and covering them to bring them in and out. The Rambam says to serve them in any other way than an Eved serves his master. When serving, he should give it to them with a save upon him yafos, with a nice face, with a smile. Because even if he feeds them every day, but he does it with a sullen face, like he's resenting it, he will get punished for that. And Sif Dalet, the Kitzur tells us, if someone's father or mother is sleeping and the keys to the store are under their pillow, it's usher to wake them up. Even if he'll take a loss from that. However, if his father's going to take a loss, if he doesn't wake them up, then it'll be more annoying. It'll cause him more tsar if he doesn't wake him up than if he does. Then it's a mitzvah to wake him up, because that'll make him happy. Like, hey, we get to make some money in the store. So to be allowed to wake him up to go to shul or for some other mitzvah, because both he and his father are chayiv in serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Chayadim brings us down in the name of the Sefer Chasidim. And Sefer, the Kitzur tells us that if the child needs something in town, and he knows that whatever he's going for will also make his father happy, even though he's doing it for himself, he shouldn't say, oh, I'm going to town to do my chore. He should say, I'm doing this for my father, and then he just gets the mitzvah of kibud av. The Shach says if the kid doesn't know whether the people in the town are going to comply for the father, but he knows that they'll do it for himself, then he's allowed to ask them to do whatever he's asking from the town for himself. He definitely shouldn't bring up his father's name if they're not going to do it for him. They'll only do it for the son. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.